702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
News from around the world now. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start with the Gulf War Syndrome, a conclusion to a 30-year medical mystery. Do we finally have our finger on the pulse of this?
It's quite extraordinary, this, given that it's something like, according to estimates, 130,000 soldiers have suffered the after effects of so-called Gulf War Syndrome. So chronic fatigue, crippling headaches, breathing difficulties, problems with memory, speech and balance. 100,000 or so Americans, 30,000 or so British who served in Kuwait and Iraq in 1991. There have been a succession of reports and theories and spurious claims and odd ideas. This new study comes from America, which suggests it's all down to genetics. That during the first Gulf War, the Allies bombed Iraq's, bombed Iraq's chemical weapons and released the nerve agent sarin. Within our bodies, we have a gene that fights toxins and poisons. The sarin gas that was released was not potent enough to kill.
Yeah.
It was diluted, but caused all sorts of problems. It's all a question of whether you have the PON1 gene and a strong version of it or a weak version of it. Those soldiers who had a strong version of it and very little exposure to sarin were fine, more or less. Those with a weaker form of PON1 gene and maybe a bit more dose of sarin have succumbed. And so here we are, 30-something years later, and finally, a bit of an answer, albeit doesn't help all those guys who feel that they've been abandoned by their services.
And of course, those who've had difficulties, right, dealing with it over this time without it necessarily being declared a medical certainty. Talk to me about the long arm of lawlessness. This is in Colombia, yeah?
Yeah, a high-profile Paraguayan prosecutor was on holiday. In fact, he was on honeymoon with a wife who had just announced on Instagram that she was pregnant. Marcelo Pecci was on a beach, an idyllic tourist resort of Baru, all going well, happily married, kid on the way. And then it appears two gunmen approached on a speedboat or a jet ski and shot him twice and shot him dead. It looked like a sort of assassin's way of doing it as well, sort of one bullet to the head, one bullet to the chest. Marcelo Pecci was a guy who specialized in prosecuting those guilty of organized crime, drug trafficking, money laundering, terror financing. The long arm of the mafia in Paraguay has reached out to him, and the Paraguayan president has described the shooting as a cowardly murder. Just awful for the family and awful, frankly, for justice in Paraguay.
Talk to me about a libel trial of idiot egos. This is about WAGs, is it not?
Yes, it'll surprise you to learn we're not talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard for once. Yes, inflated ego nonsense. But here we are. Yes, wives and girlfriends, WAGs, as they're sometimes called. In this case, Colleen Rooney, wife of Wayne Rooney, is suing Rebecca Vardy, wife of Jamie Vardy, for allegedly leaking stories about her private life. She reckons that she had all sorts of private things on her private Instagram account, and she pared it down and she took people off and worked out in the end who was blabbing to the tabloids. So nicknamed the War of the WAGs, the Great British Wag Off, or the Wagatha Christie trial, this trial has already cost about £1 million to go to court. It may double in price. It's full of claim and counterclaim and tittle-tattle and sleazy sexual encounters, and the word chipolata was used yesterday. We won't go into detail. After all of this, this £1 million plus, the winner will probably get somewhere between 30 grand and diddly squat. You've got to ask, what is the point of, pointless, fruitless, idiotic, vitriolic, and I have to say, fascinating, and I'll have to go and take a shower after admitting that now, I think.
Or at least, some mouth soap, right, Adam Gilchrist? This morning's World.